have you seen them at the gym doing these fast and jerky pull-ups. It is a CrossFit move called kipping, and some believe it's kind of controversial.
Yep, personal trainer Fairfax Hackley says they might be more crazy than cool. He joins us with your best body report. How you doing, Hack?
Hello, Sean and Hillary.
So what is kipping?
If you've been to a CrossFit box or a CrossFit gym, you probably have seen someone doing this crazy pull-up variation called a kip. What it does is it uses body weight momentum to bring your chin over the bar with a lot of kicking in the hips, the lower back. And the idea is at any cost to get your chin over that bar. For some people, the purists, namely me, we believe that this has a lot of dangers built into it.
Well, explain some of those dangers.
Sean, you know, when you do a movement that's so explosive, and also when you're working both horizontal and vertical, you have the propensity to have injuries to your shoulder, neck, and lower back, primarily because your shoulder is the most unstable joint in the whole body. This uses momentum that is very difficult to control, both on the ascent and the descent. So when you are really tired, that's where the problems come in, and you also are causing this grinding sensation in your shoulder blades that you don't want to have happen.
So there's a bar, you're holding on to the bar, you kind of have this jerky motion, you kick yourself up and kind of put your chin. Are people losing teeth on this thing?
Not only are they losing teeth, they're opening up their chins, they're really straining their necks, they're hitting the top of their head. This is a movement, if you look at it on the internet, you're saying, this is really crazy. You're almost looking like a fish on a line, you know, just flipping around, and it's really not good for your body. You know, I suggest that people learn how to do a pull-up or a chin-up correctly. They use proper form. If you're going to do a kip, make certain that you have the requisite strength to do a pull-up, at least 5 of those. Get some competent instruction from a gymnastic coach or a certified CrossFit instructor, and really take it slow, because this is a movement that has a lot of problems.
How did this become so popular?
Well, you know, watching the CrossFit Games, everyone was so excited about, oh, well, we can do more work, we can add to a pull-up. The crazy thing is, you're doing this mostly under circumstances where you're really exhausted, and that's where the injuries come in and the potential. Plus the fact that because it's so explosive and so fast, that people have a tendency to have their form break down really, really fast. So it's one of those things that if you're going to do it, take it very, very slow, and also be very, very aware of the potential damage.
Well, Fairfax Hackley, it has come to that time.
Trivia!
Okay, on this date in 1866, the first roller rink opened up in Newport, Rhode Island.
Hmm.
Also, speaking of pull-ups, the world record is 4,182 in a 24-hour period.
How?
Well, he took some breaks, but believe it or not, the best part of that is he is a math teacher. He's
really?
A middle school math teacher. Do the math. This guy was good at counting.
Oh, my gosh.
So he owns the world record, and you believe it or not.
Could you do that?
No, not even close. But, you know, when I think of all the pull-ups that he can do, I think of the last thing of trivia that happened today in 1956.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley's song, Don't Be Cruel, debuted.
Wow.
Pull-ups are cruel.
Pull-ups are cruel.
Don't be cruel.
Ooh, all right. Fairfax Hackley with our best body report and our Elvis tune of the day.
It is 2:24.